said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me.
Shanti. Be missing something. All gyan, gyalur, almost superfluous, scattered all over. But there is some missing link, the experience. The spiritual lifestyle, almost a run-of-the-mill affair, spiraling over and over again. Satisfactory on the surface, and yet a vacuum, something missing, the depth. Words and speeches, almost an empty jargon, filling the ears, masquerading as fulfillment, and yet some emptiness within, the intimacy with the divine. The time-bound and the time-enslaved sessions of meditations are but dry and arid lands, awaiting the rains from heaven, the shower of the love divine. Baba, I see your children lost in the quagmire of the unreal. The repetitive rituals, the unending ceremonials, the senseless parties, the sumptuous dishes, the namesake yoga, the flamboyant seva, the verbal diarrhea of lecturing, the zooming ego of Zoom, the aimless digital ocean, the transformationless bhattis, and many other unspeakable businesses are leading all astray. Amid the clamoring din of show-offs and exhibitions, the silence is lost, the divine spark shrouded, the celestial music inaudible, the divine touch intangible, and the streams of divine love parched up. Baba, O comforter of heart, give us that profound experience, that quest for depth and its fulfillment again. This poem was written by me on 27th July 2020 during lockdown, sitting in the jungle behind the peace park after 72 hours of dry fast. Mind starts seeing that which otherwise in the ordinary stage you cannot. The moment you begin the pranic journey and the prana starts flowing in your system, the first thing that happens is mental blockages are removed. What you are thinking as right now starts appearing as wrong. What you thought was punya, charitable deed, now you start seeing that as pap, as sinful action. The mind becomes clear, which is otherwise hazy, clouded, crowded, and then you come to certain realizations and you start asking yourself certain questions. What is the real effort? Eating leads to sickness. Non-eating leads to health. The moment I eat, the mind becomes heavy, the body becomes heavy, the stomach becomes heavy. Why it is that? When somebody fasts, suddenly he starts moving towards health. Why it is that? Soul consciousness becomes the result. And when one eats 3 times a day or 5 times a day, body consciousness is so natural. Why the mind is filled with craving and fleshy desires? Eating leads to body consciousness. Non-eating leads to soul consciousness. We start seeing something more. The repetitive rituals, the unending ceremonials, the senseless parties, the sumptuous dishes, the namesake yoga, the flamboyant seva, the transformationless bhattis. We do so many retreats. Silence retreat and this retreat and that retreat. Sometimes we move away and go away in some place of solitude and yet the transformation is not there. Why? Because you are still consuming the same food. The whole system, the whole entire body should become clean. The entire alimentary tract from mouth till anus should become clean. When this becomes clean, your emotions change. Your thoughts change. Your memories change. Your perception about reality change. Everything changes. And you were trying to become soul conscious by taking so many self-respects, by going in silence, talking with Baba, and doing so many things. And still it is so difficult. And then suddenly you find the thing which you have been trying for such a long time suddenly has come to you. As if a gift, as if a blessing. The moment you try to understand something more, we are not recommending fasting, which has a starting point and end point. We are recommending pranic living, which has a starting point and no end point. It's a journey. It's a journey, it's a lifestyle, where you have understood that we are not born to eat, but only to drink at the most. The moment you chew and the moment you eat, you tax the body. Your mind becomes hazy. And the moment you stay away from food, you start becoming powerful. Your thinking, your churning, everything undergoes revolution, extraordinary revolution. But we are not going into extremes. We have to understand that also. We are reaching a stage of perfect balance, where I said three things should happen. Then only you are leading a pranic life. First, your energy level should be very high. Second, weight stabilization. Your weight will not fall. You are not eating, but your weight remains stable. And third, your sleep has reduced to half, and yet you feel energetic. These are the three criteria of pranic living. It is not about fasting, it is not about detox, it is not about getting rid of some disease which you are having. It's about entering a new lifestyle where you understand that my cells don't need much. And all my four bodies, we have got four types of hungers and four types of body. And they are well fed. Physical body, emotional body, mental body, and spiritual body. These four bodies I have and four types of hunger. Physical hunger, emotional hunger, mental hunger, and spiritual hunger. I am fully satisfied. When I do not eat, my physical body is getting nourishment from prana. I am being fed. The atmosphere is feeding me. Automatically, I get all my nourishment. When I take bath, I am not drinking, but the liquid light is touching my body and I am eating through my skin. The prana is invading my body. I am full. I am getting nourishment. I am not in the denial mode. When I do yoga, His jnana is the ambrosia, is the nectar. I am drinking that. So, how can I say I am fasting? I have changed the food. It is the substitute I have found out. Because I have understood the ill and the toxic effect of eating. The moment you eat, you go into coma. The moment you eat, you become dull. You want to sleep. You can't exercise. Eating lowers the vibrations. All those who have gone on prolonged fastings, 10 days, 12 days, 30 days, they have shared their experiences. The moment we eat, our vibrations come down. And when we don't, we stay up, above the level of body. Body consciousness don't affect. You stay up high. So I am no more physically hungry. Hunger pangs have gone away. But yet, you love the body. So you continue eating. Not for the sake of need, but enjoyment. Because you love your body. Until the time that pranic transition happens, you have to keep yourself grounded. So eating, one of the reasons for eating is grounding. So that you remain body conscious for some time. Because you have to stay in this body. And that stage is yet to come, the higher stage. So go slowly. Physical hunger goes away. Emotional eating stops. Whenever we are emotionally disturbed, what we do? We go and eat. We are not hungry. My mother comes and I am not hungry, but she makes something which I used to eat in my childhood. So I eat, not because I am hungry, but because of her love. So it's an emotional eating. I go for an interview and they fail me in the interview. I am disturbed. I don't understand what to do. I start eating. My boss calls me. I come to my room. I don't understand what to eat. I search some chips and I start eating. Am I eating out of hunger? No. I eat unhealthy food and then I suffer. Why? Because the emotions are not under control. And then I start reading Murli to stabilize my emotion. I start doing yoga. It doesn't happen. So the work has to be done at a very deeper level. So that these hunger cramps and emotional hunger goes away. You're working at a very deeper level. You're not working at the conscious level. You're working at the subconscious mind. Because the patterns are at the subconscious mind. Your food patterns you are trying to change. And it is not suppressing hunger. Our journey is to conquer hunger, to go beyond hunger, or stay hungry and enjoy it. See what happens. If you are eating at 6 o'clock in the morning, make it 7 o'clock. Once you have a grip, then make it 8 o'clock. Then 9 o'clock, then 10 o'clock, then 11, 12, 1, 2, 6, and then see what happens. And continue doing all your activities as you are doing. And don't mention this to anyone. Let the transition become very, very slow. Understand the body, the need of the body. Body is telling something. Listen to the body. Talk with your cells. Oh, my cells, what you need. You are hungry. Really, are you hungry? Is it a true hunger or false hunger? It's false hunger. It is not true hunger. Had it been true hunger, then how can a person go without food for 40 days? How Jesus was without food and water for 40 days then? Victor Tribiago is a level 4 Bridharian. He shares his experience that when he was on the mountains, earlier, he used to eat smoothies And then gradually he felt it is too heavy. And then he shifted to juices. And then later on he felt they are also very heavy. Then he shifted to diluted juices, 80%, 50% dilution, then 80% dilution. Then he felt this is also heavy. Then he shifted to water. And after some time he felt water is also heavy. He gave up water also. But the transition was very slow. And he remained level 4 Bridharian for such a long time. And absolutely healthy. With no diseases. So it's a journey to understand, to achieve perfect health. Not just health, but to advance spiritually. So you become free from hunger. Physical hunger, mental hunger, and spiritual hunger. You feel, have a sense of fulfillment all the time. You get up anytime at night and you are fresh. There are Bridharians who sleep 90 minutes a week. And they are perfectly alright. For an extraordinary man, if you tell this, they get shocked. Because if they skip breakfast, by 11 o'clock they are restless. Because hunger, you are forgetting, is a detox symptom. Our relationship with food is the same. That is the what is the relationship of an alcoholic with alcohol. With alcohol. If he doesn't drink alcohol, he feels restless. If he don't eat, we feel restless. And a person who has never drunk alcohol, he never doesn't feel restless. He is not addict. He doesn't want to smoke. I don't have craving for smoking. But no, this food is also a drug and we are addicts. And you cannot get rid of this addiction so easily. This is the deepest addiction. You have to go very slowly. That's why. It is not a fad. It is not a fasting. It is not detox. It is not that you are suffering from sugar and you want to get rid of sugar tablets. You have a blockage in the heart and you want them to get opened. Such small reason is not a pranic living. These are minor side effects. You will become physically healthy. All the pharmacy will go away from your house. Fireless kitchen is pharmacy-less home. You don't need fire. So, today we'll see something very important. Attention. We are pranic riders. There has to be attention. And the first thing to understand is common sense. Common sense. Somebody has done, so you also start copying, you will fall. Don't try to mimic or copy anybody. Every person is unique. And no person can have the same diet. Two persons' bodies are same. So don't try to copy others. And don't go to extreme. Listen to the voice of the body. If you are feeling hungry, go and eat. Don't unnecessarily starve. This is not the path of starvation. This is not the path of suffering. This is not the path of suppression. It is the path of understanding. Your patterns, your cravings, your urges. Make a list of points that drive you to eating. And you will come to a very great understanding about two things. They work in the similar manner. Their cravings are similar. If you can control one, this comes under control. Lust cannot persist. If the food addiction is eliminated, sex addiction is eliminated. People try so many methods for brahmacharya and celibacy and yet they fail. They change clothes, they restrict food, they don't look at each other. They make separate monasteries, separate rules for monks and nuns, and yet they fail. Why? Because this control is missing. The same addiction which is for lust exists for food. The same craving. Only thing is that in food it is very deep. In lust it is very intense. But the craving is same. The nature of the craving is same. These are the only and only two purushart to be made in this Brahmin life. There is no third purushart to be made. Soul consciousness is the result of food freedom. And food freedom does not mean that somebody who has stopped eating, he has become food free. Food freedom means you are free. You will eat when you want and then you don't eat if you don't want. There are people who eat once a week and they eat even non-veg. And then they don't eat for 6 days because they are free. You come to that stage. And these are, I am talking of those people who are non-spiritual. And why they don't eat? Because they have understood the ill effects of eating. Eating lowers the vibration. Eating brings all the diseases. Eating makes your stomach heavy and your mind heavy. This is a very, very subtle thing to understand. And less studied, less understood, less experimented. Focus on this. Just go for juice one day and see the result by evening. How are you? Whole day, don't chew anything. SFV, solid food vacation. Solid food vacation. Go for SFV for one day and then see the result. By evening, you are so powerful. All your cravings have gone. I am not talking about cravings of food. I am talking of cravings of flesh. A new realization comes. The revolution is not of actions. The revolution is of understanding. I have stopped eating this, I don't eat that. This is very insignificant, irrelevant. Somebody doesn't drink tea, so somebody drinks tea. It is irrelevant. For a Brahmacharian, a glass of orange juice and a glass of wine, they both are same. All food is poison, for that matter. Whether you drink a juice or whether you drink this. Because now you understood, my body doesn't need physical thing at all. I need something higher. And I can survive on that. And you have gone through your experiences and seen with your own eyes that this happens. So this is an entirely new revolution. And you are drinking, you are eating for enjoyment. And you are really real person who enjoys. Rest all are drinking and eating. They are not enjoying also. You enjoy because you know the nectar of non-eating. After 3 days of dry fast, 3 days of no food, no water, when you drink coconut water, it appears like a nectar. When you drink orange juice after 2 days of dry fast, it appears like the ambrosia. You don't want to gulp it down. You drink it sip by sip, bit by bit. And you feel as if, oh, one is enough now. I don't want more. Try and see. The real test of food comes when your system becomes clean. Now it is overloaded, overtaxed. Because of overindulgence. 3 times meal a day. And 4 times toli. 3 times meal a day, cooked meal and solid meal, and 4 times toli, and 2 times tea, and sometimes carry. Okay. And money, and forget money and all, but the diseases, the heaviness, old age. You are becoming old when you eat. You become young when you don't eat. Journey is reverse. Fasting is anti-aging. Fasting is anti-disease. You become younger and younger. Long life. You can read the book Long Life in Florida by Hotima Hilton. That book mentions so many people. Somebody is 126 year old. Somebody is 150 year old. Somebody is 250 year old. 370 year old. So like this, so many people are mentioned in the book Long Life in Florida. You can read that book. So pay attention to common sense. That is the first thing. Don't become extreme. Somebody has done, you can also do. But go slowly. You can start very slow. Keep 4-hour fast. But start. If you are successful, next day keep 6-hour fast. If you are successful, now make 8-hour fast. And stay at that for some time. And then gradually make 10 hours, then 12 hours, then 16 hours, then 18 hours, then 24 hours. And then you can enjoy after 24 hours of fasting. But then come back to it again after some days. Once a day, 24 hours dry fast is the best method. You can begin with for initial people who have never done it before. Then gradually make it 36 hours. And then gradually make it 48 hours, 72 hours. And when you come back, now you cannot eat the same food which you were eating before fasting. Now you have developed a taste for fresh, for lighter and for high vibrational food. You cannot eat that pizza and that toli and burger, which is highly fried and deep fried. Everything that is deep fried in the oil, you develop a strong distaste for that automatically. That appears poison. So new transition happens. And the moment you are on lighter diet, your mind becomes light. You read once and you retain things. So pay attention to common sense. Second, pay attention to seclusion. Those who go on this journey, they prefer not to talk with people and not to discuss this with people. That's why the science of Bridharian has remained hidden. Because those who become inebriate, those who become non-eater, those who become Bridharian, those who start living on light, those who become pranic, they don't want to come out in the public because this public doesn't understand these things. They feel that if you don't eat, we'll die. That is, a society has made that conditioning. So they prefer seclusion, they prefer silence, they prefer solitude because this is a spiritual journey. There is one brother, he's a BK brother. He was on coconut water for 6 months. I asked him, what was your experience? He said, I was an angel. But not the coconut water of northern India. Coconut water of southern India. It's a big coconut and very tasty coconut water. South Goa you go. You can stay and you don't feel hungry. But he said, when you go on solo diet, mono diet, you have to stay in silence. You cannot come out and talk and chit chat and talk and do party. You prefer, your mind becomes so calm that you just want to sit and get lost in the remembrance of your father. You don't feel like to talk with anybody. So seclusion, pay attention to that. But in your urban areas, if you want seclusion, you can have few hours, intermittent solitude. You can go on the terrace and spend time alone, nature, spend time alone. Third is without forcing. Don't force yourself. This is a slow journey. That's why don't harm your body. Your body, if it wants, if you want to eat, go and eat. But enjoy eating, if you are eating. If you want to eat pizza, enjoy that pizza also. Enjoy that fully then. But eat it consciously. Very slowly, enjoying, tasting with gratitude, with positive feelings. Not with guilt consciousness. Otherwise you suffer. Next thing is limited belief in information. The information is very less. You have to explore this topic more and more with your own experiences. You have to listen to hundreds of people who are on this path. Listen to hundreds of people who are following. There is, what is her name? Anna. From last 25, 29 years, she is just on fruits. She has two children and her two children, they are also on fruits. And they are so calm. She shares her experience that once I had gone to a market, a mall, and my son was sitting there and the shopkeeper was amazed. This child doesn't cry. He is so silent. He is a yogi. He asked, what is this? There's one person in Australia, he has named himself Mango, Mr. Mango. He only is fruitarian. He has written so many books also. His name is Mango. He calls himself Mango. So he is enjoying it. You enjoy. The moment you utter the word fast, it is associated with fear, denial. I will not eat. Oh no. Sorrow. It is not fast, it is feast. You enjoy. You enjoy the journey. You enjoy, oh, my body is so light. My mind is so light. My body is undergoing cleaning. Dead cells are getting removed. Create such thoughts. The next is body temperature. We'll discuss this tomorrow, few things. There are many. Cleaning of intestine. This is very important thing. Cleaning of intestines. Guts are our second brain. And in this journey, the most important thing is enemas. Plain water enemas. Simple enemas. They help you a lot. And only two, three things about enema. They should be very deep. The deeper they are, the better. The longer you can hold, the better. And the frequency, as much as you do, it is better. They clean your system, your stomach, your intestines. In the initial stages, you must go for at least once a day, twice a day, thrice a day. Simple plain water. So that your stomach, your intestines become clean. Because at present, they are filled with all the putrefied, all the rotten material, all the undigested food that you have been eating for so many years. The bus is full. Let the passengers come down. So abundant use of enemas. People, the moment you utter the word enema, they look at you with disgust. They don't like that. They say it is unnatural. But what you are eating, is that natural? How long to continue with enema? So long you keep on eating that time, till that time. If you stop eating, then there is no need. Once you become Brahmacharya level 4 and pranic fully, then you don't need. But till that, till the time you are eating cooked and processed, you have to continue. Otherwise, you will suffer with diseases. A stomach, an intestine which is clean, it is impossible for you to get any disease. Impossible. This is a new realization. The whole world may get COVID, you will not get. Even though you move through them, you will not need any drug, you will not need any vaccination ever. Nothing you need. You don't have to carry a big pharmacy with you. And most importantly, you are energetic all the time. Anytime you can do gym, because intestine is clean all the time. Anytime you can sit in yoga, anytime you can run, anytime you can do breathing exercises. Otherwise, can you do after eating? It is so tough. But when your diet becomes lighter and lighter and lighter, and you move even from denser liquids to clearer liquids, you come to new realizations every single day. You are unstoppable. Today, I am invincible. I win every single game. You are winner. Because you have won over the deepest addiction you ever had. So begin this journey. So today is the 33rd day of this 36-day retreat. We have seen 33 sessions. And each and every session which was conducted here is very important. Just by listening to one session, you cannot begin this journey. You have to understand each and every session. And it is not just 36 sessions. It's a journey. We cannot cover all the topics here, but we are trying to cover few of them, which are very important. And it is everyone's experience. Everybody has to begin his own journey. What I have, my journey is different, your journey is different. My food patterns are different, your food patterns are different. My cravings, my likings, my addictions are different, your likings are different. So, let's, where you live, what is your food, what is your religion, everything is different. So, at least begin this journey and with common sense. Otherwise, you will end up in hospital. And you will say that I have heard this class and I have started doing that. And that's why this happened. And this happens. People have died because they have not understood this fully. It is a path of attention and deep understanding. Then only we do it. Just by coming under influence, don't do it. Begin slow. One step enough for me. If you eat cooked breakfast, make it raw breakfast. This much you can do. Starting point. If you stay 6 hours hungry, try to make it 8 hours hungry. Stay hungry as much as possible. There is a sweet melody in stomach sweetness, in emptiness. There is a sweet melody in stomach's emptiness. Enjoy that and listen to that. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods.